My friends, we are told, verse 28, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Now the important thing is, of course, he's going to appear, but that he'll appear the second time not to settle the sin question at all. He's not going to come the next time and walk around the Sea of Galilee and through the streets of Jerusalem to see what man will do with his sacrifice. He's coming in judgment. So that today, and we can put it very simply like this, there's just one or two places for your sins, not a third place. Either your sin today is on you, and you have not accepted the sacrifice of Christ, and you're not trusting him. He's no authority to you. Well, there's nothing ahead of you but judgment, friend. Your sin is on you, and you're coming up for judgment. And it's the judgment of the great white throne. Nobody's saved there. He's just going to give you a fair chance to show you that he was right all along. And I have news for you. God's always right. And it looks like we're always wrong. So that today, if your sin is on you, there's nothing in the world that can remove it but the death of Christ. Because even when he comes the next time, it's without sin unto salvation. He'll complete the salvation. Because, as we said before, salvation's in three tenses. I have been saved. I am being saved. And I shall be saved. Beloved, it doth not appear what we shall be, but we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We'll see him as he is. Now, that's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day for Vernon McGee. So don't you be dissatisfied with me, will you not? God's not through with me. Dear little lady down in Mississippi, got up in the testimony meeting under the brush arbor, had on a sunbonnet. And she said, you know, says most Christians ought to have written on their back, this is not the best that the grace of God can do. Well, I'm not sure what the little lady is not only right, but that every Christian ought to have that on them. God, he's not through with us. Thank God for that. And so he's going to appear the second time without sin unto salvation. He's going to deliver us. But my friend, he will not come to settle the sin question for anyone that hasn't accepted him. He's coming as the judge. And therefore, that's what he's talking about here.